From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in the driver's seat with the latest on Toyota's recent safety troubles. You won't hear this news anywhere else. It comes from NPR's investigative team. Our own Robert Benincasa, who helps us find the stories in statistics, has been looking into acceleration problems, but not just at Toyota. He's crunched the numbers for all of the automakers over the last two decades, and you might be surprised by what he found. We certainly were. And Robert joins me now. Robert, first the basics. What were you looking at and what did you find?
Well, we got a database of 15,000 complaints from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's the federal agency that regulates auto safety. And going back about 10 years when these complaints started proliferating, they go out throughout the auto industry. It's not just a Toyota problem.
Where else did you see this? What other automakers were involved in this?
Well, it touched a lot of different automakers. Some good examples. In the 2008 model year, Volkswagens had a high rate of complaint. Hondas in the early part of the decade had a relatively high rate of complaints. And then in 2004, they seemed to have fixed something and the complaints dropped.
So it seems to be a question of not just how these problems surface, but how the companies handle these problems. We've seen in the past few weeks how Toyota is handling this. How have other companies handled this comparatively?
In some cases, they have a recall. And in other cases, their technology gets better. One interesting case is Volvo, where in the early part of the decade, they had a significant rate of complaints. They had a recall, and they fixed some of their electronics and some of the other issues. And then in the past several years, they've had a very low rate of acceleration complaints.
So if you're looking at Toyota in comparison to these other companies, could someone make the argument that Toyota responded too slowly to these complaints?
Well, that's the kind of thing that the federal regulators are investigating. The complaint patterns aren't going to really tell us the whole story on that. The regulators, they're going to have to get under the hood of Toyota and find out, you know, what they knew and when and that sort of thing.
Since you mentioned the complaint patterns, tell us a little bit more about what you found looking at Toyota specifically in this database that you were studying.
Well, Toyota's problems seem to go back to 2002. The complaints started to get high back then, and that's a few years before this recall that we've been hearing about with the floor mats and the sticky gas pedals. So back in 2002, they had about 10% of the U.S. auto market, and they had about 19% of the complaints on acceleration.
I understand that you showed your analysis to Clarence Ditlow at the Center for Auto Safety. That's a consumer watchdog organization. What did he tell you about all this?
Well, he said that when an automaker's complaints are well above their market share, regulators should start asking some questions.
Is there some problem with the electronics? Is there some problem with the pedal configuration that's causing driver error?
Is anyone doing that?
There's no one doing it as far as I know. Now, this is the first time I've seen an analysis like this in a long time, and not since the 1980s when sudden acceleration first hit the headlines did we see a manufacturer-based analysis of complaints. But it's something the government could and should be doing every year.
So Clarence Ditlow with the Center for Auto Safety seems to be saying that the government regulators have not been as aggressive as they should be.
Well, you know, Michelle, as Toyota's problems have unfolded very publicly and we've heard these horrible stories about runaway cars, the regulators have taken some heat from people like Ditlow and members of Congress, of course. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has defended the agency. He's saying that their monitoring of safety problems is continuous and pretty aggressive. We invited someone from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to be here with us today, and they declined.
Could you help put this in perspective? You're saying that the problem is not limited to Toyota, that it surfaced with other automakers. How common is it statistically?
I don't think you could describe unintended acceleration as a common problem. It does go throughout the industry. Mr. Ditlow told us that the rule of thumb that he suggested to us was that we look at how many complaints there are versus how many vehicles were sold. And when you get above more than 10 complaints per 100,000 vehicles, then you have to start looking at, well, is there an issue here?
And where is it above that level, 10 complaints per?
It has been for some automakers in some years, it has been above that level, yes.
Now, Robert, I understand that you've put the results of your analysis up on our website. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, they can visit our site, npr.org, and choose their car's model year. And then they can get a listing of how many complaints were associated with that automaker for that year and compared to how many cars they sold. And they can even drill down and look at the numbers of complaints for each model.
Fantastic work, Robert.
Thank you, Michelle.
Robert Benincasa is part of the NPR investigative team. Thanks so much.
Bye.